Check it. I'm glad that pretty much came
back. How much does it do?
I don't know.
Look at have that answer when they finish.
I'd like to call all of the Town of Brule regular meeting for September 10th, 2018. Mr. Richard, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Yes, sir. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Blaine, can you give us a roll call, please?
Sure. Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois? Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. In your package, you see the approval of the minutes for regular meeting of August 13, 2018. I don't think we have any changes. I have any changes? We have a motion to accept our minutes?
I move.
Moved by Mr. Niesler?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comment from the audience on the minutes? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Under committee reports, we'll move on to our recreation committee. As you can tell, we have the Brule High School band here tonight. Thank you guys for coming. Thanks parents and citizens for coming. We appreciate you guys being here at our meetings. We love a full house. And I think tonight it might be a loud house too. So. We talked about doing this outside, but we felt like maybe inside might be better. So anyway, I'd like to recognize Miss Mayu. If you'd want to step on up to the mic right there.
Hi, thank y'all so much for being out here today. We just wanted to come by and say thank you so much for your support of the Brule High School Panther Sound. We could not have gotten these amazing, wonderful new uniforms without your assistance. So thank you so much, and we will have a few songs for to play for you today.
Okay, great. If you look on your agendas, just real quick, if you look right underneath the Brule High School band, there's an intergovernmental agreement with the West Baton Rouge Schools. Just for everybody's information, we do that every year as a town, and we get the schools to tell us what they might need. And as you can see, we help buy those uniforms for the band this year. So that's what we do every year for the school. This is something we've been doing for the last 4 or 5 years, and it's been maybe even longer than that. It's been really successful. So with that, it's your show.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask our leaders to come up and please present the card. On behalf of the Brule High School Panther Sound, we present you with this thank you card for your gracious donation towards our uniform. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
These guys on the council are the ones that we really need to thank. They're the ones that control the budget and control everything that goes down. So make sure you guys thank our council members also.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all
Head out?
Yes.
Okay. No problem.
Sure. Hey, before you begin, can we get a picture of all of you guys with our leader council?
Yes,
like
let's
the eight leaders?
How about we take it right here in front of this?
That's so beautiful.
Can we stand up here? We'll take a picture.
I'm
going to take a quick picture up here.
Please. With the, yes. This is our.
Can we fit? Do we need to go front and back? Move up a little bit. Step off the bar.
Like I always tell kids, pretend y'all like each other.
All right.
Awesome. Let's go ahead, Percy. Let's go ahead and get tapped. We're gonna thank you so much.
While the band's marching out, I'll just read the card. It says, thank you for your support of the Brule High School Panther Sound. And there's a picture of a band and all the signatures are on the back. So we'll put that in the town hall if anybody wants to take a look. How many members you have?
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
They have 52.
52 members, cool. All right. So we'll move forward with the meeting from there. That was really entertaining. I liked that. That was fun. Next up is consider our intergovernmental agreement with West Baton Rouge Schools. In your package, we have a copy of the agreement. We do that every year, just like I mentioned earlier. What a perfect night to have this to see our money at work. So do you have any questions on it?
No changes except the dates.
Nope.
Right?
That's it. Exact same thing except the dates.
I move.
Moved by Mr. Niesler. Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? Do we need a roll call on this? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. All right, next up, Finance Committee. You got in your package the budget to actual. Of course, we hadn't spent a whole lot of money yet. It's still early in the fiscal year. If you have any questions on that, you can let us know. We even worked so hard on those graphs for Mr. Andre. All right, anything else on the finance?
No, but I really like the way it's presented now.
Yeah, it's easy to follow.
Yeah.
Public Works Committee. On the Public Works, I'll read change report for the record. Total rainfall for August, we had 8 rain events at 6.5 inches. No drainage issues. We had 1 skater alarm alert at the Venzu lift station. It was repaired within 2 hours. We had 2 out-of-compliance test results on our sewer treatment facility. Shane read me a report Friday, and that was Thursday, and that was the last report we took was better, so we're in good shape there. Our letter to DEQ from our audit, we still hadn't heard anything from them, but we got that off. We installed a new flow meter for the sewer pond. We harvested duckweed from pond number 3. We drained and thoroughly cleaned our chlorine contact chamber. We bought a new trailer to move our bobcat around town more easily. We had no personnel incidents. We had our new welcome signs installed on both ends of the town on the light poles. We dug out a ditch in front of the Sonic to try to help with some drainage on Gleason. Republic roadside debris pickup is scheduled for the week of September the 10th. The extra monthly pickup for the town of Brule is scheduled for September 28th. And just as a note, we took our flags down out of precaution for Tropical Storm Garden, so that's why the flags are down. So with that, unless y'all have anything else on the Public Works, I don't have anything.
No. I was just thinking the bobcat that we have, and like the gators or whatever, and all, they don't have any lights on them at all on the top, right, when we're riding around town.
It might be good
to have a flashing yellow
that
light.
That is a good idea. We have them on the truck.
Okay.
The trucks, the actual trucks, yeah. Not Shane's truck, but the other
but
truck.
I think we ought to put them on anything.
That's a good idea.
Anything.
It's an option.
So that gets on the road some.
Okay. I'll talk to him tomorrow, so that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up.
Do they have one on the tractor?
I don't know about the top, but they have the flashing lights on the back of the tractor. We don't have anything on the top. We'll look at maybe doing all of that.
I think anything
that's on the road.
That's ever on the road.
That's a great idea. We should be able to do that pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else on the Public Works? Anybody?
I see they're cutting the tall grass. They started cutting that tall grass in town.
Yeah, which one?
Well, there I saw two on Main Street,
yeah.
And I saw the Woods property started cutting.
Yeah.
They just need cutting to the back.
I think we got
yeah,
one.
They're still. They're about half done.
Yeah, I think we got one up here too. We got to get on Main up here too.
Thank you.
All right, planning and zoning, I don't know of anything. On the personnel committee, consider new hire for Public Works Department. Shane requested at the committee meeting we hired Darren Batto at $15 an hour. We'll make it effective October the 1st. He's been with us, man, don't quote me, but I think Shane said 3 months at the committee meeting through a temp service, and he's going to work out and it'll fill a position we have budgeted. So he would like to hire Darren Batto and $15 an hour effective October the 1st full-time with us. Yep, do I have a motion? Moved by Mr. Richard.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Yep.
And it's still on the vacancy.
Yep. So, yeah, we'll need him. We'll need him for sure. So with that, I don't need roll. We need a roll call vote on that? All in favor? All opposed? Ayes have it. Police committee, I'm not aware of anything. Governmental affairs committee, nothing. No vetoed ordinances. No hearing and final action on ordinances. Introduction of ordinances.
I just want to let y'all know we're on track. State law requires that we inform DOTD not less than 30 days before introduction of our annexation ordinance. They got my certified letter. They signed for it last Thursday, September 6th. So we're on track to introduce it October 8th.
Yep. So we'll have one introduced next month for sure on that.
I got the certification from the assessor. The school board is supposed to approve the petition this month, so it's just a matter of DOTD hacking off on the road, and we can introduce it in October, and assuming there's nothing out there to surprise us, we'll all see whether we're going to vote on it as early as possible.
Now, the north boundary now, is it go straight across?
Yes.
Okay, now we'll zigzag?
Yeah, it's going to make a little square.
North boundary now follows the section 12-11 line.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're going to have a little.
Yeah. Okay. Just to show you real quick on the map. Right,
once we go through all that, then we're just going to need to update our maps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to have that little right there.
Gotcha.
Just calling out the area.
Yeah, just the area for the school.
And now proceed all the way along that same straight line all the way to the levee?
No, it's going
to cut back down.
No, it'll end at the back of their property.
School board
their
property.
New property line.
Okay.
Which is about where the football field, right past the football field, give or take a little bit?
I don't want to tell you that.
Okay. So we'll just have a rectangular bump on the north.
Right. It's going to be a rectangular
bump.
It's
going to be about 130 some odd foot bump.
Yep.
Out.
It's going to go all the way across the highway.
So.
We're taking the highway.
Yeah, they didn't buy all the way to the road.
Okay.
All right, so resolutions and commendations. Consider LGAP grant resolution. In your package, you have a copy of the resolution for the LGAP grant. This has to be approved in order to go with the LGAP grant. LGAP was funded by the legislature this year. Last 2 or 3 years, it was not funded. I don't know if we're going to get the full amount, but we're going to apply for the full amount. It's $35,000, and we're going to try to coat some sewer manholes with that. So we did budget for it. We budgeted for $35,000. Rumor on the street is we're not going to get it. It's going to be around $25,000. But
just
we're going
to back out if we didn't.
Yeah, we're going to apply.
What about the other grant? We hadn't heard anything on that one?
No. Nope.
Okay.
One of them I asked like four
both
times.
Of them, yeah, both of them we hadn't heard anything. So anyway, in order to apply for the LGAP grant, which is due Thursday, we need to have this resolution. We're going to go ahead and get it done today and packaged up and sent tomorrow, certified mail. So with that, do I have a motion to approve the resolution for the LGAP grant?
I move.
Moved by Mr. Niesler.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Resolution passes. Police Department, you want to give the report?
Yes. We had 7 alarms, 16 warrant arrests. We assisted other agencies twice. We had 1 civil complaint. We had 12 miscellaneous complaints, 5 disturbances, 2 public assists, 35 no insurance tows, 7 crash reports. We had 2 suspicious persons or suspicious vehicles, 5 medical calls. We had 1 unlock, 5 traffic complaints. We had 1 sale without a permit. We had 1 unauthorized use of a movable. We had 1 911 hang up, 1 theft, which was an identity theft report. We had 3 improper telephone communication calls. We had 1 property recovery, and we had 1 drug arrest. Any questions?
You want to read on the bottom? The total?
Oh, yes, sir. We had 109 total complaints, 309 total citations, and 442 total violations.
Jason, of the 309 citations, I saw up here we've got 35 out of that are insurance, right?
Yes, sir.
The majority of the rest of them speeding?
Yes, sir. Speeding primarily. What? Inspection stickers.
So insurance and speeding, it's probably 90% of the 309?
I would say speeding, expired inspections, expired plates.
Registration, yeah. Plates, yeah. Inspection stickers, and speeding. That's and probably.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's what I see come through mostly. All right. Thank you, sir. Unless anybody has any more questions?
No, you did.
Correspondence, I don't have a whole lot. Mayor's report, I talked about the annexation. I went to teach the 2nd grade about town government. They were having civics. I gave them a 5-minute lesson on town government, and it was really fun. Those kids are, when a stranger comes into those classes, it is total attention, and they're like little sponges. They're so impressionable. So I gave them all my business card, and they were so happy to have the mayor's cell phone number. You wouldn't believe it. So, but anyway, it was a really good experience. If you ever get a chance to go and do something like that, I would recommend it. It's fun.
Get some calls about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. One of them kept me, is this your cell? Is this your cell? That's my cell. I'm sure he's going to dial me soon. Uh-huh. Yep. Shane and I did discuss the junk and the grass and the houses, and we're going to try to get together a plan of attack on that. We talked about that last week, and we talked about that this morning. Tom was involved in that. We were just going over a few things. I want to read something Ms. Bourgeois suggested. We had a previous resident who's now in a nursing home, Ms. Myrtle LeBove. Today is her 100th birthday, so Ms. Joanne wanted to recognize Ms. Myrtle LeBove. Her maiden name is Myrtle White. She's a native of Plaquemine. She married Norwood LeBove in the late 40s. She's the mother of Douglas LeBove and Donna LeBove Coupel. She lived on St. Mark Street. It was built by her husband until she moved in a nursing home a few years ago. So we'd like to wish a happy birthday to Miss Myrtle LeBove, 100 years old. So.
Is anyone living in her house?
I can't answer that question, so I'm not sure.
She was still in the house.
Yep. So 100 years old, I think that's a huge accomplishment. It's great to see our citizens.
Yeah, we're going to put together a certificate for her, right?
Yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to get a certificate together. We'll get it to them. And last on my mayor's report, as you see, walk-ons is moving right along. They're still on schedule for some time in October to open, so keep an eye out for that. And that's an exciting thing for us, so we're looking forward to having them open. That about does my mayor's report. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody have anything?
I want to thank y'all for putting them signs up.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say that. Good. Yeah, you're welcome.
Put any on Venezuela, but they caught a Anita.
Yeah, I think we ordered another one, a speed limit sign, because coming from your way down, Anita, there's no speed limit sign going that direction. Shane noticed that the other day.
One, but it won't slap out.
Yeah, he's supposed to get a new one. Yes, ma'am.
Hope you're
Y'all need to send a formal request to Canes to get us a cane.
I hear you. We need a bunch of little...
David Toops is on Canes.
Yeah, the mayor of Addis, he's all over it. He wants Canes and Addis so bad. We might try to beat him to it.
I second.
Yeah.
We're having a prestigious like walk-on.
That's right. We just soon have Canes. You know, it's funny you say that because that might spur some interest in some of those places coming too.
Didn't Hardy's close?
Yeah. Yes. Perfect spot for Canes.
I told him that. I told you.
Yeah, good. Anybody else? Council members, anybody? All right. I don't think we have any announcements. Do we have anything to announce? I don't think so. No holidays or anything? With that, I have a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Adjourned at 6:56.